Paul and Mary grew up in a Lutheran country. They were lifelong Lutherans. They were members of a Lutheran church. They attended Bible classes together. When they grew up to be adults, they went on into adult Bible class. They were committed to the Lord, to the church, and later to each other. Paul became a building contractor, and Mary chose to be a nurse. They got married, and years went by, and they did not have children. They went to an adoption agency and received their first child, a baby boy from India. And they named him John. God is gracious. Couple years went by, and they needed one more child, they thought. This time they went to the adoption agency and got a child from Korea. This was a baby boy. And they knew this was a gift from God. And you know, they called him Matthew. Years went by. 5 years went by. Surprise! Mary is now pregnant. And God would give them a daughter. Mary, they called her Sarah. They grew together. The family had a good time in their life together. As a family, as members of the church, as children of God. Years went by. Mary took retirement at age 50. They had enough money to retire. She thought she needed more time with the family and children. And a couple more years went by. Quickly, to their surprise, Mary suffers a heart attack, goes to the hospital, and ends up in an aneurysm. Life is falling apart. Hope, anticipation, and excitement seem to be fading. Why does God do bad things to good people? We do have a similar question coming up in Isaiah 40. People questioning God, things are not going the way things usually need to be going. Struggle continues. Isaiah now sees this struggle of the people of Israel. A crisis of religion and faith in the aftermath of destruction. Pharaoh had to let God's people go because God, the mighty one's hand, was leading them and taking his people out of Pharaoh's hand. Of course, they were released from the land of Egypt. They thought they came to the promised land. Life went on. Now Assyrians have come. In fact, they invited the Assyrians in. Not only that, the Babylonians are coming. God's people never have a happy home here on earth. They are nomads, aliens, strangers in this world. Israel's history was shaped more away from their homeland than in it. Have you not heard? Have you not seen? Life, when it seems to fall apart, remember that God is behind it all. And through it all, God leads them. God will have compassion on his people, and God himself will rescue them from both the political and the spiritual oppression. God will bring salvation to his people. If only God's people continue to trust in him and look to him. The struggle for us and for the whole world is to look at what he has done in terms of his creation and forget the creator behind it. Looking at mountains and mountaintops and the things of this world and putting our trust and our hope in the things that surround us and pressure us, even calling the things that are not God, God itself. But he holds the whole world in his hands. Isaiah says, God has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and he marked out the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. That these created things are God's own handiwork, and we, people of God, need to look beyond, even when the chips are down, even when we seem to think God is too far away. Of course, you and I have been far off from the kingdom of God, and God came in one person, Jesus Christ, and those of us who were far off, he brought us all back near him. And life struggles and life is falling apart. Look beyond us and away from us and away from the struggles of life and look yonder to the one who made himself sin, became sin, and took our place on the cross for us and for our salvation. On the cross, he brought us who were far off to near God himself. And on the cross, God declared all of us justified by faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Having been justified, therefore, we have peace with God. Therefore, we take our stand in his grace, rejoicing in our sufferings because we know suffering produces endurance. Endurance builds up the content of our character, Paul writes, and character produces hope. And hope simply does not put us to shame because God has poured out his Holy Spirit into our hearts to cry to him, Abba, Father. Hope simply does not put us to shame. Nations may rage. Mountains might even fall upon us. But the hand of the Lord will continue to guide us and lead us. He who did not spare his own son, will he not with him give to us all things we need? Mary is not dead. 10 years, she has been on a wheelchair. In the meantime, Matthew, who came from Korea, and his motorcycle hit on an 18-wheeler and died instantly. John took 10 years to complete his college. Mary gets on a wheelchair every day morning. Dad takes her to the daycare center, and John brings her back. But on her wheelchair, there is a drawing board mounted to it. Mary keeps on painting. Her motor skills are down. She doesn't have fine motor skills, but she holds a brush in her mouth and keeps on trying to paint. She paints the picture of an eagle. And through that picture, she tells her family and her friends and to herself, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. God is in control, and he knows what he is doing with us and our lives. Look to him. Amen. The peace of God that passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds, the knowledge and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.